This is Fresh Air. Pharrell Williams performed his hit song Happy at the Academy Awards Sunday, confirming his status as a mass audience pop star. The prolific producer and performer has just released a new album titled Girl, and rock critic Ken Tucker says most of the album is as happy and as sly as its big hit single.
Pharrell Williams, who frequently goes by just his first name, is the sort of pop star whom many people would like to think of as a friend. Emerging from hip-hop, he makes charming recordings that suggest a deep appreciation of pop, soul, and R&B music, extending at least as far back as the 1960s. To hear Pharrell on his new album, Girl, you'd think his world consisted of grooving on catchy beats and flirting with women. It's a lightweight image lent gravitas by his prolific work ethic and a shrewd deployment of those influences.
My love, ooh, my love. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. I thought about what I wanted, and you were on my list. Remember where I was, in the desert with no love. No cactuses, just us.
Brand New, a song that dares you to think of it as brand new, as opposed to a canny recasting of riffs reminiscent of the Jackson 5. Pharrell is so confident in his ability to beguile you as producer, songwriter, and singer that he all but buries the major guest star on that track, Justin Timberlake. Even when Pharrell dares to come on slightly predatory, as on the song Hunter, about tracking a woman, it's all done in the mildest manner possible. Hunter is also one of the high points of this album, with a rubber band rhythm that stretches and snaps with a witty elasticity. His high voice can remind you of Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye, as can a few of his musical hooks, but his tone is also a pleasantly ghostly one, wafting in and out of a melody with a sinuousness that can be sly or sexy or serene. Pharrell Williams began his career as half of the production duo called the Neptunes, providing material for acts as various as Nelly, Clips, and Jay-Z. He was glancingly involved in a little pop scandal last year as a producer of and video guest star in Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke's appropriation of Marvin Gaye. Pharrell can even confer fame upon inanimate objects. The Vivienne Westwood-designed hat he wore to the Grammy Awards achieved such fame, it was conscripted to help out again during the Oscar Awards. On the new song, Come Get It, Bae, he says, I can do anything you like, and it barely registers as boasting.
I know you say it, and I
Pharrell has come in for some criticism recently as being merely a glossy pop hitmaker, for lacking edge. I find that this sort of critique is really code for his declining to revel in irony, sarcasm, or a bleak view of the world. And that is, in turn, why I find Pharrell Williams, and particularly the Pharrell on display throughout Girl, an exhilarating performer. His big hat can barely contain his radiant braininess.
Ken Tucker reviewed Pharrell's new album, Girl.
What planet are you from, girl? And are there others like you there? And could you do that magic trick again? Popping up from nowhere. Though my planet's full of warfare, you make it feel like a dream. Man, I hope they never find you.
You can follow our blog on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. You'll find staff-curated photos, videos, interview highlights, and a look into what's happening behind the scenes. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.
Somebody, get your motor running. Vroom, vroom. I'm never too busy to tell you that you're finished. You gotta ask me to...